It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is the first time you're tuning into this podcast, I want to welcome you here. It's a podcast about Minecraft updates, whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game, such as 1.21, the Armadillo and Wolf and Trial Chambers update, or if these are updates that we would like to see come to the game, like backpacks and sleeping bags and daggers, things like that. If either of those things are interesting to you at all, you're in the right place. And if you find yourself enjoying the podcast, please consider leaving a review maybe and subscribing on whatever platform you're listening to it on. And if you find yourself really enjoying it, why don't you consider sending it to a friend who might also enjoy it? Because on this podcast, there is a ton of back and forth between me and the audience. And who knows, you might get featured on the podcast as well. And your friend might be interested in that. So if you've got a buddy that you play Minecraft with, and you talk about Minecraft with them, and you talk about things that you would like to see come to the game, that's the kind of person who would enjoy this podcast. Well, let's get things started off here with the Q&A segment. This is when I like to ask you guys questions and react to your answers. So a few episodes ago, I asked you guys, do you like to use a trident? If not, why not? I like to root for underdogs, and the trident is 100% an underdog. It is a great weapon in the game. It is really good, especially if you can get it early on. But once you get to the end game, it quickly becomes left behind in the dust by end game weapons. On its own, the trident does a good bit of damage. It's decently powerful. Somewhat comparable to, I would say, a diamond sword in power, maybe even more. In fact, if I don't have the number of damage it does in front of me, but I'm pretty sure it's one of the strongest weapons in the game when it comes just to base power with no enchantments. But the thing is, you don't stay there in base power in the game. You quickly get enchantments, you upgrade things to netherite, and that's when the trident gets left behind, because there's no way to actually make a trident do more damage in a PvP situation that is outside of water. There's just no way to make that happen, unfortunately, with the exception of channeling, and that is rarely ever used because you need to use it in a thunderstorm. And that's just such a, you're basically waiting around for a thunderstorm so that your weapon is as strong as it could possibly be. I don't like that personally, and I would like to see the trident changed somehow. I always advocate for the trident to be updated and made better so that it can be more competitive in the end game. But I wanted to see what you guys had to say about the trident. Do you use a trident? And if not, why not? Torben says, not really. It can never out-compete the other weapons. Like I said, once you get to the end game, the trident is just not a good weapon anymore compared to enchanted netherite swords, netherite axes, and now the mace. Somewhat funny, says, no, it's a little annoying to get and it doesn't do much damage. And that's another aspect. Actually getting the trident requires you to, fight the drowned and maybe they drop a trident. This is very different between Bedrock and Java. In Bedrock, I think it's a lot easier to get a trident, and in Java, it's a lot harder to get a trident. But definitely that is one thing, is the accessibility of the trident. Zacharias says, yes, I love using tridents. I don't get to use them often, though. We should have a way to craft them. And honestly, I like the idea of being able to craft a trident. Tridents are, at this point, the only weapon in the game that you cannot craft. And it doesn't really make sense for this to be the case, because every other weapon in the game, we can craft it. Even the new mace is craftable, even though it's going to be pretty difficult to get the materials to craft it. Maybe that should be the case for the trident. Maybe you should have to go and raid an ocean monument and kill some of the guardians and kill elder guardians, and using things from those mobs, maybe put them together to make the trident. I think that that would be better than the current system where you have to get them from the drowned. Maybe we change that. You can't get them from the drowned anymore. You have to go kill guardians and elder guardians, and then you can craft the trident. But on top of that, I think that we also need to be able to upgrade the trident to netherite. And while we're at it, go ahead and do that for the mace as well. Let's just make it uniform across the board. Unless the trident is going to be made more powerful in and of itself, it needs to be able to be upgraded to netherite to compete with netherite weapons. Donkey Kong says, yes, because there is a lot of cool enchants and it does a fair amount of damage. I like the enchantments for the trident, specifically channeling and riptide and loyalty. I think those are really, really good. Impaling is the one that I would like to see changed. I think impaling needs to be an enchantment that makes the trident more powerful, sort of like sharpness for swords and axes. It just needs that edge in combat that's outside of water. And I really hate that the condition for unlocking the trident's full potential is you have to be in water or it has to be raining. And even then, like, the full power of the trident, when you compare it to other weapons, is really not that powerful. It becomes more of a mobility tool. I don't really like that, so I wish that it would change a little bit. Anna says, I like using a trident because they are both melee and distance weapons. And that's a really good point, because tridents do have the monopoly on being both. It does more damage with melee than it does with ranged, but it is really good if you want to do both as well and not have to switch between a bow and a sword. You can just use a trident. Anselm says, I don't, because they are not that good for how rare they are. I don't want to spend that much time getting something that's not that good and very situational, exactly like the mace. Interesting drawing that conclusion there with the mace. We haven't really played with the mace in the game. It really hasn't been officially added in its final form yet, so we don't know exactly how it's going to work out. But I agree, like, if you're going to spend a lot of time getting something, it needs to be worth the effort. The mace, I think, is going to be worth the effort if they do not take away the amount of power you can accumulate with it. But the trident is 100% not worth the effort. It's not as good as simple netherite tools. And therefore, like, I mean, for as rare as it is in Java anyway, it just really isn't that great. So I agree, it needs to be better. Silas says, tridents are great, but only in very specific situations. Because of that, I don't go out of my way to get one. Again, the condition of the trident comes out. You have to be in water, or the weather has to be just right. And both of those are very difficult to access. Compared that to the mace. The mace requires you to fall to unlock its full potential, to actually do that smash damage. And you don't have to fall very far to do a smash attack. You just have to fall 1.5 blocks. For the trident, you actually have to be in water or it has to be raining. That's a lot more to ask from the world and from the player. We don't have a way to make it rain in Minecraft. And also, like, carrying a water bucket with you, put it in, just plopping down a puddle of water so that you can, use Riptide, like, that's super clunky. It's not it just doesn't make a lot of sense, and it seems like a one-time use thing as well. So I don't love that idea. I really wish that the condition for the trident was a little different somehow. Energy Turtle says, yes, it is both a ranged and melee weapon. It even works underwater. What more could you want? Energy Turtle was impaled by a trident. Now, I do like the point here being made that it is a ranged weapon for underwater. And that's honestly, when you're in water, the trident is pretty good as a ranged weapon specifically and as a mobility thing with Riptide. Because if you use your bow or your crossbow underwater, you're just not going to get very far. But if you take your trident with you, there's no difference between using a trident underwater or outside of water. It is just a good ranged weapon either way. So that's a point in the trident's favor, definitely. And finally, we have James, and James says, yes, they are just a well-rounded weapon, and they give me a reason to be in the Rain and Bedrock Edition. More damage to all mobs, plus easy form of transport. Now, I'm not sure if you have impaling on your trident, if you do more damage against mobs that are in water or rain, or if you're doing more damage against aquatic mobs, so mobs that spawn in water. If it's more damage to mobs that are wet, essentially, I think that that's a little better. I still do not like that condition at all. I think that it's just, if you're not in the rain or in the water, the trident just isn't that great. And I really, really wish that they would revisit it and give it a facelift. It doesn't need that much. Honestly, if they were just going to take things that are already in the game and apply it to the trident, I would just say, let's upgrade the trident to netherite. And then let's be able to put sharpness on a trident and call it a day. And that would be it. And it would then be able to compete with netherite swords and axes and the mace. And it would be a pretty decent weapon. I think that would be really, really good for people who want to do a combine of ranged and melee. I think it would be excellent. So, guys, thank you so much for these opinions and ideas. And if you would like yours read out in an upcoming episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there. Or you can go to Discord and do that in the Discord channel, and I will do my best to read them out in a future episode. Speaking of the Discord channel, the link to it is in the description of this episode. It's a great place to go and hang out and chat with other people who like to listen to this podcast and talk about Minecraft updates, but it's also a good place to take part in the One Block Challenge that I do here every week. If you are not aware of what the One Block Challenge is, go down to the description of this episode and check it out. Basically, I'm asking you to create a block for Minecraft around a certain theme. And this is a Friday episode, so I'm going to be reading the winners of this week's One Block Challenge. This week's One Block Challenge, the theme was horses. And we're going to start here with third place, and then we'll go to second place, and then first place. So starting with third place, we have Micaiah. And Micaiah says, when I need to make a big farm in Minecraft, it takes forever to do. So to solve that problem, I have thought of the plow. The plow would be crafted out of 3 ingots on the bottom row of a crafting table and 2 sticks on the sides of the middle. It could also be fished. Interesting, you could fish the plow. The plow would be attached to your horse the same way that a saddle is. It would hoe 3 blocks of dirt behind it. This would be magnificent for large farms. Maybe with the plow, there could be something that you could put on your horse to automatically spit out seeds. Well, that's my idea. I hope you like it, Micaiah. Now, having made a quite large field of wheat in a previous build in Minecraft, I think that this would be great. Now, I do think it would almost make sense for the crafting recipe to include hoes somehow, but I do like this a lot. If I was going to improve this, I would say, like you said, Micaiah, that there should be something to automatically plant the seeds. I think that the plow could do this, honestly. The plow could turn the dirt into farmland and then plant the seeds that you put into some sort of slot into the plow. I think that would be really, really fun. I could see this being really good for automated farms. Maybe if there was a way to get a horse to move from one end to the other kind of automatically, so you didn't have to really worry about it. And I'm sure you could do something with, maybe, I don't know exactly how you would do that. Maybe some water streams cleverly placed. I don't know. But that would be really good, because then you could have the villagers come behind and plant and harvest crops. Or you could have what are they called? The flying machines come by and harvest the crops, and then the horse comes by and automatically replants it again. I think that would be really, really fun. And I would be 100% for this. So good idea, Micaiah. Congratulations on coming in third place. Next, we have Tater Tots at second place, and they write, "My idea for the one block challenge is the moving stable. This can't be crafted, but you can find it in jungle temples. This, when placed, looks like a black concrete with a fence in the middle, and you tie a lead to it. And when you mount your horse, it goes poof. But don't worry, it's in the horse's inventory, not in your inventory. It's in a new slot with the saddle. When you dismount, it's there, and you don't have to deal with a fence and a lead in your inventory. That's my idea. Hope you like it. Tater Tots 2010. Well, I like that idea. I talked about this a while ago on a Wednesday episode, that it really frustrates me when you're riding a horse around. If you want to keep your horse from wandering off, you basically have to have a lead and a fence both in your inventory. And that's two slots taken up by single items. I don't like that at all. And I really like this idea of basically saying, well, let's just craft something that the horse can have in its own inventory. And that honestly makes a lot of sense. Now, my family, when I was a kid, we had a couple of horses. When you're out riding with horses and stuff, you know, you actually use the horse as a pack animal. You carry things with you. And I know we do this already in Minecraft with mules and donkeys. We have the chests. But it makes a little bit of sense for the horse to be able to carry at least one thing. And this would be perfect for it. So what I'm imagining is you're riding your horse. You reach a spot that you want to dismount. So you take this thing out of the horse's inventory and you place it on the ground, and it automatically connects a lead from the horse to that, to this pole, essentially. And then you get off and you wander around, and then what do? Well, you get back on your horse and this thing automatically pops off the ground and goes into your horse's inventory. I think that that would be excellent, and it would be a great way to keep your inventory from being cluttered, but also make sure your horse doesn't wander off. I think this is very much needed, actually, for horse people in Minecraft. So good job, Tater Tots, with this idea, and congratulations on coming in second place. All right, guys, in first place, we have Ryan Darkstormer, and they write, "My submission is the barn door. This is a door made of 9 wood planks of any wood type. It is 2 blocks wide and 3 blocks tall. Instead of opening outward, it slides. You can color the door by combining it with any dye. You can even add banner prints to the door." Okay, this is something that I feel like we've needed in Minecraft for a very long time, bigger doors. It is very, very frustrating riding a horse that you cannot ride a horse through a door. I mean, that's frustrating that they need a 2-block-wide door. And even, you know, the height of the door is 2 blocks tall, and so you're bumping your head and taking suffocation damage when you go into a building with your horse, even if you do have a 2-wide space. So I like this, not just for the horse, but for just builds in general. This would be amazing for builds, like bigger castles and things like that. If you want an imposing looking door, you could have this 3-block tall, 2-block wide door that looks really good. And now it has a new opening functionality where it's kind of sliding open instead of swinging open. I think this would be excellent. Adding banner prints to the door, obviously a great thing to do as well. So I really like this idea. It's very simple, so there's not a whole lot to talk about it. For it, but I do think it's a great idea, something that Minecraft has really needed for a very long time. And so, yeah, thank you so much for submitting it, and congratulations, Ryan Darkstormer, on coming in first place. Well, guys, if I did not read your idea, don't worry, you can go ahead and get started on next week's challenge. Next week's theme is floating. So any block that has anything to do with floating, again, you can go to the description of this episode to read the details of the one block challenge there. And that'll bring us to the end of this episode. Send me your questions and ideas and opinions and thoughts and theories, anything that you want me to talk about Minecraft, send it to me in an email, digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I've been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I'll see you at Bedrock.